WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
So you know how I'm kind of into the Cubs and this World Series thing?
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I'm not the only one. There are millions of people that are living and dying with each pitch of this World Series. Now, we know that the Cubs have not been in the World Series since 1945, but have not won one since 1908. That's 108 years ago, correct? So that's a magic number. That's a special number. So somebody actually had the time to do this research. Listen to this one.
Okay.
There's 108 outs that you need to win the World Series. 27 outs a game, four games to win. There's 108 meters from the left and right field foul poles at Wrigley Field to home plate.
Oh, there's meters?
If you count the feet as meters.
Okay.
It's 108 meters from the left and right field foul poles.
Canadian study?
To home plate at Wrigley Field. In the movies, Back to the Future 2 and Taking Care of Business, both movies have the Cubs winning the World Series. Both movies are 108 minutes long. Johnny Cueto, the outstanding San Francisco Giants pitcher, pitched 108 pitches when he left up the deciding or the decisive home run to Javi Baez as the Cubs beat the Giants in the National League Division Series. The Cubs pitcher that was so outstanding last night, Jake Arrieta, he's an avid practitioner of yoga. Not an average, an avid. 108 is a sacred number in yoga. Kyle Hendricks, the pitcher that will take to the mound at Wrigley Field tomorrow for the Cubs, when you add his birthday together, 12-7-1989 or 89, 108. The baseball that's produced by the Spalding Company has 108 stitches in it. And A.G. Spalding, the founder of Spalding, was the Cubs' first manager in 1876.
That's A.G. Spalding?
Yes.
As opposed to A.G., like A.G.E., like in Tommy A.G. from the old days?
New York Mets.
Gotcha. Just want to make sure.
Finally, TK, the World Series trophy that the Cubs will be hoisting over their heads in atomic weight is 108.
Atomic weight?
Yeah, that's 108.
Wow, it's got to be a Canadian study. I don't know.
We are really desperate. We are looking for any sign that this is our year.
Who's we? Did you happen to note
Cubs Nation, that's who's
during the championship when they got the National League trophy that Theo and company really didn't want to touch it?
Yes, I did notice that.
It's kind of like in the hockey thing.
Yes. You never want to touch the Eastern Conference or the Western Conference trophy in the NHL.
Yep.
They don't touch it you want the Stanley Cup.
You want the big one.
You want the big one.
Of course, that thing was pretty big, though, that they were – Joe Torre had trouble hoisting that thing. That was pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So give it to the boss.
Yeah, Theo wouldn't touch it. Jed Hoyer wouldn't touch it.
Let the owner touch it.
Tom Ricketts. He looked like he was struggling with it, the owner of the Cubs.
Yeah.
Well, 108, buddy.
Yep.
108.
We shall see.
WRJN AccuWeather forecast for today and tonight, plenty of cloudiness. The high temperature today about 50 degrees, low tonight 34 and into 40 lakeside. Then tomorrow the breeze will pick up, we'll have sunshine and some clouds, it'll turn milder by 64. Saturday more cloudiness, high 65. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Thank you, EA. Here's some more numbers for you folks. It's 43 in Kenosha, 40 in Burlington, 44 in Milwaukee, and here in Racine at WRJN, it is 43 degrees. It is 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. We have complete sports coverage, including reports about the Packers' upcoming game with Atlanta, where Mike Clemens will be covering the game, as well as the Badgers game against Nebraska. All of sports is coming up momentarily on your radio friend.
Old Man Winter will be here soon. Are you ready? Reinemann's True Value.